Triple M's Rush Hour, the home of footy news, big name players and important topics.
What have you seen unusual?
Get into Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
5, 4, 3, 2...
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
It has to take more thought than that.
Put moron number two on the phone.
No, it doesn't. Oh.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working.
Over time. Listening
to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
Oh, have a look at that.
Yes.
Friday, 22 degrees. We got the massive final coming up between the Hawks and the D's. Greatest city in the world on fire. Oh, I tell you what, Bill, life gets no better.
No better, Jim.
Turn up 105.1 now for the next couple of hours. Have the greatest time you'll ever have. And then into the rubbity.
That's it, Jim.
And get yourself prepared. I'll tell you what we're doing next couple of hours. Next we speak to Todd Woodbridge.
Oh, yeah.
Himself a legend, of course, as a player. And now host and commentator with the Davis Cup coming up against Austria. We'll find out that. But also talk about what just happened at the US Open.
Yes.
From a man who actually knows.
Serena.
Rather than all the bullschlacking that others go along with, we want to go to a man who actually knows.
Serena's meltdown.
That's it. His name's Todd Woodbridge. He's in next. We also, Friday Brag Artist.
Oh, yeah, Jim. Like this.
I like that. Coming up later. Jay-Z Clark in. Oh, there's some player movement. Crumbs. And then we give away tickets to the two big games. So a massive, massive show. Hello to you, Willis.
G'day, Jimmy boy. G'day, listeners. And g'day to you, Raps.
Yes.
Oh, what's that?
Black Eyed.
Hey.
And grand final day, but no Fergie anymore, right?
No Fergie.
No, no Fergie.
Okay, so have they replaced her with any other female vocalist, or are they going Will.i.am style?
Will.i.am.
I think they might go Will.i.am style.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Nice.
And Jimmy Barnes.
Oh, Barnesy. Well, Barnesy. We sort of knew Barnesy, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We did. Well, and he's a legend. Mm. Oh, well, there you go. That's some nice grand final day entertainment, Bill.
Oh, I like it, Jim.
What else have you got for me, please?
Well, let me have
Jared
a look here.
Pollack.
Well, going to North Melbourne.
Nominates North Melbourne as the club he wants to be
traded
to.
5 years, 750, Jim. Good. Is that right?
Don't know.
A couple of changes, first of all. The Hawks are Stratton out, of course. O'Meara, that's a big, big, big out.
That is a massive out. Who was it? Was it someone yesterday who said
Joey.
Joey, yeah, that's right. Said he's hearing a big midfielder's coming out of the Hawthorn team.
And I would have thought they might have brought in a midfielder, Jim, but they brought in Jarray back.
Yep.
Mira plays down back, and Schoenmakers.
Yep.
Maybe a Cousins. He's been all right. He plays a bit of. Anyway, they did it. Demons Unchained.
That does move the needle towards Melbourne significantly. I already thought Melbourne were good things in this game. They have a very deep and potent midfield.
Well, they're deep, Jim.
It's the Achilles heel of Hawthorn anyway for mine.
That's right.
They don't have. They have very good midfielders, but not enough of them. Mm. Take one of the best out, especially with a beautiful, clear night, Bill.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Beautiful night, unlike tomorrow, they'd say. It's going to be rain.
Although I did hear not as bad, Rabs, as people thought. It's going to be some rain earlier in the day, but by the time we get to game time around 7:30, it's going to well and truly cleared up.
Have a look, Rabs. Have a look, Rabs, please. Because,
let's hope so.
Because Josh Kelly not playing. Meniscus, Jim.
Definitely out.
Out. And Perryman, he's out. And Ryan Griffin comes back in.
Oh, there's a big in.
And Lachie Keefe.
Oh.
Maybe pick to play on one of the tools.
We're replacing Perryman. Perryman.
Dusty Martin left training early.
Possible hail in the afternoon and evening.
Oh, really? Someone told me today it was clearing up by the evening.
Wow, well,
that's fake news.
Well, if it's hail, then that's not what any of us want.
No.
We want a big crowd piling in there to watch the Maggies, GWS.
A couple of scares at Richmond today, Jim. Dusty Martin might have a corky, but he'll be okay.
Yes.
And then Daniel Rioli sent for scans on his finger after today's training. Don't know what happened there. Might have done the little sore finger, mate. Mm. He said, it's just a sore finger, mate. It happened at training today. It's just a jarring. So
he's fine.
Oh, he's a good player, isn't he? Really? Very nice there. Andrew Gaff confirms interest from North on Perth Radio, Jim.
Yes.
But he's just going to give it another couple of weeks. He's committed to the West Coast Eagles, obviously, at the minute while they're in the finals.
Yep.
And then he'll see what's happened. Swans won't offer Alex Johnson a contract.
Yes.
Six knees.
Nah. And, too hard. They've done amazingly to stay with him, and it was a great story to see him get back, but I think everyone understands that.
Well, you see, they offered him a job, maybe a coaching role. He said, no, I want to play.
Oh.
So he wants to play on.
Jeez.
So he wants to go to another club. That will be interesting.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Also, Neil Danaher addressed the Melbourne players ahead of this week's game against the Hawks. He said, "You've got another notch. I know you have. Ooh. Let's find another notch." Neilo, that would have been good.
Fantastic.
Mark Stevens, reports that the Western Bulldogs are going very hard after Chad Wingard. Anyway,
good player.
Shani Layton signs with the Collingwood men's team.
We said that when she was here. AFLW team. Come on, Bill.
Freudian slip.
Come on.
The AFLW.
Yes.
And Winks is going for its 27th straight victory tomorrow, Jim.
Yep.
At $1.10, you can get on Winks tomorrow at Randwick.
All right, let's get to tennis expert, our man Todd Woodbridge, studio next.
Todd Woodbridge in the studio.
And it's good to have him in too. Welcome, mate.
Thanks, everybody. Good to be here.
Toddles.
Well, last time we spoke, I was working for Channel 9 and you were working for Channel 7 and you said, I hear you coming across.
Well, once you came, I thought, geez, you've got to get out of here.
Got the hell out of here.
Not enough room for you two.
No, we're old mates. Hey, well done with the 9 deal and the Oz Open obviously coming up. And we've got Davis Cup tennis starting when?
Tonight. Yeah, it's our first coverage of the great game on 9, so we're looking forward to that, obviously followed by a massive summer, and it's not far away.
With the Oz Open, obviously being the crowning glory and all of that.
Australia versus Austria this weekend, Jim, or today, playing in grass, but on clay. You can use that, Todd.
Yeah, well, I might use that tonight.
That's not bad.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
You listen to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Todd likes it. He wants to write it down.
Now where do I go? Well, it's a funny match this one, to be honest with you, because the Davis Cup's changing next year. The format that I watched it as a kid and played it under, this is the last time it's going to be played like that. Over 3 days, best of 5 set matches, home and away ties. Next year, it'll be a 1-week event with 24 nations competing in one venue in a much smaller best of 3 match format. So it's really sort of thrown cat amongst the pigeons. So tonight, if you love your tennis and the pure way that Davis Cup's being played, it's your last go at it.
And from Austria, Jim, we spoke about him last week. This is a man we were talking about yesterday. Dominic
Team. Yeah, there is an I in team.
Yeah, there is an I in team. Yes, very good. He's number 7. He's a very good player.
Yeah, he's a gun. Look, he's the second best clay court player in the world behind Rafa Nadal. Lost at the French Open final this year, and he's an absolute brute. And he's going to make this tie difficult for us to
win. Who do we send out first? Do we send out our man Milman or Devonier?
Devonier. Well, it's going to be strange because I saw the draw come out and go, no, Milman, where's Milman? What's wrong with Milman? Is he sick? Is he injured? Yeah. And then it kind of clicks in. Leighton Hewitt, the captain's playing some mind games and some real tactics to try to make sure you win. The main thing is you get 3 of the 5 points. Yeah. On day one, he's sat Milman out because quite literally you're going to go in and say, team's going to win both your singles over the weekend. Right. So there's their 2 points. Uh-huh. We need to win the next 3. Alex de Minaur takes on Denis Novak in lineup tonight, and Jordan Thompson was put in place of John Millman to take on team. Maybe we look at like a 1-1, it's a good outcome, win the doubles. John Millman comes out 5th match and wins it all for Australia on Sunday night.
Beautiful.
What a march through the US Open, by the way, for him. That was completely nuts.
We're doing well, you know, 5 men in the top 50, first time in around about 15 years. And after the US Open, Millman went to 37, his career highest. He's gone to 38.
Yeah.
You've got Kyrgios just on 30. So they're starting to push each other a long way to the top, these guys. So it's pretty exciting.
Did you see Millman having that game in him? We all watched it here against Federer. It was just nuts how he just went toe-to-toe with the greatest player ever. Did you see that as something he could do?
No. Not to beat Federer. No. Yeah, give him a tough match.
Yeah, right.
But not the weapons to be able to beat him. The weapon he has is interesting. We talk about great shots. He outgrinded him.
Mm.
You know, if you can stay out there long enough, you can wear your opponent out, and that's what he did. We haven't seen that from Federer before, where he actually physically hit the wall, and it's a bit of a sign for him, 37 years of age. That was the first time I've seen Federer actually play like his age.
It's unreal, John Millman. He's been around for what? 10, 12 years.
Yeah, he's 29.
But we don't know him.
Well, he's missed half of his 20s through injury.
Right.
He's had about 3 major ops, a couple on his shoulders. And that's the resilience that you love about this guy. Mm. He just gets out there and he says, well, I'm going to give everything I've got. I love the statement that he made. He said about playing like the likes of Federer, he doesn't play the reputation. Do you believe that?
No.
Me neither. But he convinced himself.
Is he captain? Do you have a captain for Davis Cup?
Yeah, Leighton Hewitt's the captain.
So he's playing.
Well, yeah, here's the interesting part, because he didn't name himself in the doubles right. within the draw, but I'll probably bet my house that he's going to come out on Saturday. A couple of weeks ago in Melbourne, he rang me up and said, oh, can you come down and just want to pick your brain about playing some doubles? I played with him in Davis Cup, yeah. but we were out there and I'm coaching him on half a court how to play doubles, former number one in the world. So he's in form, he's fit, he's ready, he's been practicing, and he matches up well with John Peers, and that's the key. They had to find a team that can win this double. So he's putting pressure on himself, though. Captain, player, yeah. huge point, yeah. got to win it.
All right, stick around. We want to ask you about Serena Williams and what just happened next.
Yes. More Todd Woodbridge up next. It's the rush hour.
Bill's bugging up everyone.
Todd Woodbridge in the studio.
All right, so the big thing that just happened in tennis is, of course, the Serena Williams meltdown in the final. The procedural part of it, Todd's what interests me, because the coaching thing, when I saw that, I thought, my mail is that happens in every game with everyone nearly sitting up there. A version of it happens. Was she stiff to get a point taken off for that?
Let me just take you through the series of events that happen. If you get a code violation, that will be like some sort of a small fine. So she'd already had one of those. Yep. Then she got irate with herself and obliterated a racket.
The racket, yep.
That's another code. That becomes a point penalty. So that's the sequence. Mm-hmm. Then she obviously got upset and she's chastised the umpire for a couple of changeovers, and then got to that point that we all saw about the thief and whatever. So then that becomes a game.
Yep.
So that's the sequence. And from there on in, she would go game, game, game until the match was over. Used to be, in the days that John McEnroe got disqualified at the Australian Open, it was something like those days you had a point, a warning point match.
Yeah, right.
Then you're out of
a match.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah. So that was the sequence. A lot of people didn't realise that it wasn't just she got a game penalty taken on one. She'd worked her way up to that.
Yeah. But it started with the coaching, yeah? That was the first
coaching.
Thing. And that seemed to me to be a bit stiff given... Oh, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it happens quite a lot.
Well, yeah, and the players will tell you that they know who gives signals and, And look, I could go and, come on, mate, that's it. That could be perceived as coaching, because I might have told him, if I go like that, that means you're getting forward into the net, good on you, well done, we're going to keep doing it. So what I feel probably will happen out of all this is that and it has to happen, really, all the organisations have to get together. We've got too many rules operated by different factions. The WTA have a coaching rule, the ATP have a different one. The International Tennis Federation that run the whole body of the sport, they've got their own rules as well. So it's about time they all got in one room and go, do we coach or not? What I think probably works best is that if we're going to Grand Slams and coaches can't come on the court, let's have them in the peripheral. They can give a signal or whatever. Because if I'm the player and I'm having to look outside the boundaries of the court anyway, I'm in trouble and I'm not focused on the job at hand. But let's not have them on the court and sitting there sort of coaching and telling him what to do at the changeovers.
So would you say she was harshly dealt with, or would you say given the spoiled brat bit?
That was Billy, by the way. That wasn't me to get
spoiled
quieted.
Spoiled bloody brat. Yeah. Would you say?
Where are you leaning?
The umpire did exactly as he was supposed to do.
Okay.
So if you were the player, though, you would feel hard done by. You would have been thinking, well, maybe he could have given me an extra little bit of a side warning to know that I was getting to that limit. But look, it's the US Open. There are more television cameras and more microphones in that joint than just about any other tennis stadium in the world. They're looking and listening for everything. So she knew the cauldron she was in.
Tell me, Todd Woodbridge, 15-year tour player and obviously semi-finalist Australian Open?
Wimbledon.
Wimbledon?
Yeah.
Three Australian Opens.
Yeah, but you went
French
in the singles.
Singles at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
The other one, partner in crime, Mark Woodford, made the semis of the Australian Open.
Okay, so tell me, did you play against...
Woody. Just
stat check.
Woody.
I'm adding layers.
Oh.
Did you play against the likes of Johnny Mack, and did you play against him when he absolutely did his nana, and what's that like being on the other side of the net?
I didn't play against Johnny Mack. Mark Woodford did play with him.
Oh, Jim.
Yeah, but no, that's the onion layers.
There's a layer, Bill. We're doing layers, you idiot.
You got it mixed up, Jim.
But playing against someone like that is difficult.
Is it?
You play against a guy like Andre Agassi, who used to throw sets and you didn't know whether he was, you know, trying, not trying. Mm-hmm. And you go, do I keep the ball in and be conservative and then he belts winners, or do I go for it and make mistakes? It's very difficult when your opponent's going like that. But look, I used to lose my cool a little bit occasionally, and when that happened, I generally lost.
Right.
So most players who get to that point, they're
But Johnny Mack didn't, did he? When the more fired up he got, the better he played.
Yeah, he was tactical, I think. He was out there, you know, trying to distract.
How is Mark?
He's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you ever see him? And have
I see him three times a year.
Three times a year?
Well, yeah.
We go to the majors.
I don't go to the Royals.
Don't tell me about a blue or one of the great combinations.
Well, he lives in
Batman
the
Batman and Robin and the two Wiggles.
two Wiggles.
What about the other two?
The two bananas and pajamas or whatever they are. B1 and B2.
What is wrong with this man?
B1 and B2.
Two Wiggles.
He used to share a room. They did a bed. That way, early days. That's what I read.
No.
Yes, that's how poor you were early days.
Travelled on the train and slept at the train station.
All that.
Yeah, no, he lives in the States, so I'll see him Australian Open, Wimbledon, US Open.
Oh, good. Yeah. It's one of the few sports that doesn't have a coach, does it, Jim? Like when we look at soccer, rugby, footy, all quarter time, half time, even golf and cricket, the coach is thereabouts and talks to the players. So it is strange you haven't got a...
Well, the only time we do, which is in Davis Cup. So that's the time a coach is allowed to, and captain can sit on the court and help you. And that's why that's a unique competition in tennis. So that won't go away. And then the thing I love about tennis, Serena actually spoke about this, is that you're out there in isolation. It's you combative against your opponent, trying to break them down and beat them. And no one else should be out there. It's the toughest wins. Yeah. Interesting coming from her, because she's one tough competitor.
But that's even boxing, you'd say that. But then at the break, your coach comes in and has a chat to you. So there's not many other sports, is there, that... A coach doesn't.
But they're there. They're just not able to impact during the
game.
Which
is stupid if they're sitting there.
Speaking of coaches, Darren Cahill, our great friend. What a great story that is.
Gee, he's doing well, isn't he? Coaching number one player in the world, Simona Halep. And he's had Leighton Hewitt to one, Andre Agassi to one, Simona Halep to one. And not to mention, you know, he's a great broadcaster and an awesome career with ESPN in the States. So he's done well for himself.
Speaking of great broadcasting, Bill.
Backyard Barty. She's going well, girl. Isn't she?
Oh, but you know what? Yeah, all of that we've spoken about, that girl, Ash Barty, is an absolute champ. She won a first Grand Slam doubles title. She's going to win multiple. It's in the double digits she's going to win. The best she's done in Slam reached around a 16. She's going to go further than that.
Right.
And think about this. She took home $1.1 million Australian dollars over that fortnight for winning the doubles and round.
Fortnight?
Yeah. Pretty good, isn't it?
That was you and Todd.
Yeah.
Tonight, 7 p.m. on 9 Go, and then Saturday, 10 p.m. 9 Gem, Sunday, 7 p.m. 9 Gem.
That's it, Jim.
Australia, Austria, Davis Cup, and of course, that just kicks off tennis on 9 all the way through to the Oz Open, which will be sensational. Great seeing you
again.
Thanks,
guys.
Enjoy. See you, Mark.
Good on you, Billy.
Friday, break out of time.
Yes, Jim.
Here we go on this magnificent Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I did tell you last week as Brucey led, that on the Thursday night, of course, to get the finals underway, Hawthorne, Richmond.
Yes.
I might have just wandered 1.7 through the door.
Oh, listen to Flog.
You're so unbelievable.
Well, yes. Bill.
What? What
then
now?
Wandered over to Perth and just added another 1.6 on top of that.
Oh,
bang!
Listen to Flogsville.
3.3 mil.
And a bloke that looks at the ratings so much.
Let me tell you this, with all BS aside, actually got bugger all to do with me, but the ratings for the first weekend of the finals, the TV people watching, were extraordinary. Extraordinary.
You had
1.7, 1.8, don't know about the Sydney game, and then best part of 1.7 again.
Right.
Finals around Australia. That is a very, very good thing.
You know what? I didn't know.
Healthy comp.
I didn't know Fox didn't do the games.
Yeah. I must admit I didn't either.
They do. They do quarter time, half time, three quarter time, but they actually don't call the games.
Bill, I have to put my hand on my heart and tell you when I got my roster, I had no idea they didn't either.
So that is good for you guys.
Good for you.
Bloody hell. That's
absolutely
real.
Anyway, so there's a Friday brag artist.
Yes.
What are you going to match that with?
Not a lot, to be honest, this week, Jim. Right. I haven't got much.
We haven't got an idiot file for today, Rabs, but we have got a replay that will go into Brag Artist. Hit the please.
Don't tell me you've had a blue or one of the great combinations.
Well, he lives
Batman
in the States.
Batman and Robin and the two Wiggles.
two Wiggles. What happened to the other two?
The two bananas and janamas or whatever they are. B1 and B2.
What is wrong with this man?
B1 and B2.
Two Wiggles.
That's
you,
it.
You are unbelievable.
That's what I do. Provide entertainment, Jim. That's my go.
All right. Yes. You know how this works. 1-3-3-5-3. What are we giving away here, please, Rabzi?
We do have tickets to the Royal Melbourne Show. Double pass there. You and three mates can head along to the Carlton Draft front by top deck at the Caulfield Guineas Day. And just your Nina and Pastanina clothing pack if you don't mind.
Do we want, Jill? I'm looking at our beautiful
producer.
Do we
want toast and jam?
Glass here.
Oh, do
we have got two tickets to tonight's game, yes?
Yes.
Now, we probably should give them away here, Bill.
Righto.
Because it gives people time to come and get them and then get to the Triple MCG to watch this huge final between Melbourne
and Hawthorn.
So, we'll give them away too.
One triple three five three.
Friday brag artist, what have you done during the course of this week that is unbelievable? Doing Friday brag artist. Yes. How good a bloke Todd Woodbridge, by the way.
Very nice man.
Fantastic.
And knows his tennis, Jimmy. Yeah. He'll be great for Channel 9.
No doubt about it. Cam's on the line from Botanic Ridge. Hello, Cam.
Hello, Cam and JB. How you travelling?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Cam. Who'd you call me? What'd you say then?
It was JB and Billy.
Oh, right.
JB and Bill. Listen to him, Bill.
I'll have a listen back to what Cam said there. Cam, your brag artist, please.
Okay. My wife and I went to yoga last night. Ooh. I was the only bloke there, and she was surprised on how bendy I was. Ooh. Flexible.
Flexible. What could you do?
I do the crane, ninja warrior pose, downward doggy, whatever that one's called.
Downward doggy's
child's
a good
pose.
One.
Yeah.
Did you ease out any farts, Cam?
JB? Yeah.
Mate, it's impossible not to when you do yoga. That's the problem with it, Bill.
Do they girls just, do
they
it
just,
too?
They just can't. I don't know, but the only it's time I did it was impossible.
Out.
Yeah, you can't not do it. Stay there, Cam.
Jeez,
Daniel
I'd be
in
like a trooper.
Rosebud.
Daniel.
Hi, guys.
I'm going to do yoga. You done yoga, Daniel?
Oh, no. Oh, no, mate. I'm not that flexible.
Yeah. What do you got for us?
Well, I've been in a new job for 6 months as a sales representative. Yeah. And for the first time in that 6 months, I was the leading sales manager for the whole of Australia.
You're so unbelievable.
Oh. Yeah. The whole of Australia.
Yeah, so we distribute obviously all across. And, I smashed it out of the park.
What do you sell?
So we do a lot of the new trending things, Bill. A lot of things like veganism and vegetarian and all that sort of crap.
Veganism
really.
And vegetarian, Bill.
Yeah, that'll go well.
Righto.
Well
it's
done.
The best in Australia.
That's good.
Luke's on the line from Mornington. Lucas?
Hi.
What do you got for us, Luke?
Well, my potential brag is that my partner and I registered our son in a competition earlier in the week to be involved in the Guard of Honour for the Melbourne team running out onto the ground.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he got accepted, but the problem is, for him to do it, I need tickets to go to the game.
Oh, come on, Luke.
I'm not playing.
You're not even playing it.
No, I'm not playing it.
No, well, it's a nice one if he's fair dinkum.
Righto. Stay there, Luke.
Yep.
Righto. We've got other callers.
Here we have.
Scott and Cranbourne. Scotland.
Scotty.
Good afternoon, boys. How are we?
What do you got for us, Scotty?
My 8-year-old daughter, who plays under-8 basketball, they actually play under-10s on a Monday night.
Yeah.
They are through to their first grand final next Monday night.
Oh, beautiful.
Well done. The 8-year-olds are in the under-10s.
That's good.
Good work. Yes. Well done. Yes. What are they called?
Vermont Vultures, and they clipped the under-10 EB's team by 29 last Monday night.
Jeez. The Vermont Vultures.
Go the Vultures.
All right, like that, Scotty. Stay there. Jake and Doreen.
Yes, Jake.
JB, Billy, how are we?
Good, Jakey.
Yeah, I just had a guy from my work, he's gone off for the week, so I'm on my 9th day straight of working harness racing, so I wrapped up about 2,000 k's this week going all around. So I'm coming to the last day today, so looking forward to the footy tomorrow.
You're so unbelievable.
9th day in a row, Jim.
You're sitting, you're in the harness.
Yeah, what do you do?
So I'm a racing judge, mate, so I make all the decisions. So I've been all around this week and heading up to Ballarat now.
Oh,
so you're not in the silky Lance Justice?
No, not Lance Justice, Jim. But do you sit in the towers? Do you make sure that everything's going all right while they go around?
Yeah, do the timing, mate, and then come up with the big decisions when they have to be made.
Oh, good work. Bill, well done, Jakey.
I know my trotting.
Yes, I don't know if Lance Justice is still going around, is he?
He must
talk
be
to Jake.
Still, Jake, is he still going around, Lance Justice?
Yeah, he doesn't drive as often, but he's still training. He still has the odd drive out there.
Bill, I told you.
Give me another harness racing trainer or...
what's his name? Coulson?
Driver. Who?
Phil Coulson.
No! Phil Coulson, Jake.
He was a trainer and a driver.
Driver.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I sat in one of those things once.
Yeah.
Blew both tires.
You would have, fat.
You would have. Phil Coulson.
No.
That's his name, Bill.
No, Jim.
I'm telling you.
No, there's not.
Phil Coulson, I reckon, driver and then was a trainer.
No.
All right.
No.
Let's get to Anthony from Croydon. Anthony.
James, William, how are you?
We are talking absolute rolled gold crap at the minute, Anthony, so straighten us up.
Mate, I just literally walked out of the office 10 minutes ago, graduated as a bus driver, top of my class.
You're unbelievable.
Good effort.
How good.
What do you have to do? What, you got a lot of tests, I assume, for being a bus driver?
Yeah, a lot of driving, mate. I drive a pretty small car, so getting in a big bus and trying to navigate the city streets, mate, it's pretty tough, but I got there in the end, mate, so all good.
Hey, well done. That's a good effort. Good on you. Yeah. Top of the class. We like that, Jim.
Top of the class.
Love it.
Yes.
Beautiful. All right, stay there. Chris in Lilydale. Chris?
Happy Frothy Friday to you, boys.
Oh, that's it, mate. Please.
I just sold my first house this weekend, the house I first bought, and made a big profit, $260,000, but it gets better.
What?
The buyer was my ex-girlfriend from 10 years ago.
Oh, nice. That's it.
Because you live in it, there's no capital gains.
Exactly.
Perfectly done, Christopher.
$260,000. Well, we're out at Lilydale.
Nah, Croydon North.
Right. I'm just reading a passage here, Rabsy.
What are you
reading? Indulge me for a second.
Oh, here we go.
Phil Coulson was one of the inaugural harness racing inductees into the Hall of Fame in 2007.
Yeah.
An honour afforded him after a stellar career as both a trainer and driver.
Never.
Yes, Jim. No,
you're unbelievable.
Yes, Jim. How I got that, I have zero idea. I reckon it was somehow linked with Fred Kersley.
Oh.
Remember Fred Kersley? He was a trainer of gallopers in the end.
Chris
Alford. But I don't
Chris
know what.
Alford.
Pro Chevalier. There we are, Bill. I'm all over it.
Chris Alford or Glenn Douglas.
Yeah, well, don't. You know more about it than me. You had Phil the Fridge. Was that a trotter?
No, it wasn't. Phil the Fridge.
You had a trotter that one stage.
We've got
it
a
called?
Good one now. JPD. Get on it Sunday night. Now, Jim, we've got some prizes
come on,
to give away. Now, the two tickets for the footy.
Righto. Mm-hmm. Where are they going?
They might have to go to Luke.
What?
Yes, Jim. He's got his boy. He's in the guard of honour, so we've got to look after him.
All right, Luke.
Luke.
Yeah.
Two tickets for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. He'll be ecstatic.
So was he going to go in the guard of honour if you couldn't make it?
Well, only if I could try and get a ticket to get him to the ground.
Oh,
that's it, Bill.
See, we're looking
well,
after
you got
him.
Two.
Here.
Got two tickets,
you got two.
Mate.
Well done, mate. Stay on the line. Jill will tell you what to do. Nicely.
All right. Well done. Who else?
Oh, the bus driver. I like
that,
Jim.
Yep.
He's top of the class. He's driving around. He's helping out everyone else, taking him from here to there.
Very good.
Well done to you, Ant.
Thanks, Billy boy.
And you can head along to the Royal Melbourne Show, double pass, or you and three mates can head along to Caulfield Guineas Day, the Carlton Draft front bar top deck, or you can grab yourself a Nina and Pasadena clothing pack.
Oh, I like the racing option there, fellas.
Take that. Scotty and Cranbourn, 8-year-old daughter, into a basketball GF against the 10-year-olds.
The Vultures.
Scotty.
Yes, Jimmy.
Here are your prizes.
A double pass to the Royal Melbourne Show or a Nina and Pasadena clothing pack.
Look, the kids love the show, so I'll take the show, thank you.
Righto, well done. And who gets the Nina and Pasadena bill as we get going?
Daniel, who was the best sales rep in the whole of Australia.
Vegan and vegetarian.
Not sure about that, but he's the best rep. Well done.
There you go, mate.
Thanks, legend.
Nina well and Pasadena done. Heading your way, Dan.
All right, beautifully done.
That's good, well done.
JZ Clark not far away, and lots of player movement to discuss with that man, of course. And then... I'm just looking at the wrong running sheet here, Bill. And then...
what are you looking at? Which other
we give away tickets to Saturday night's massive game. Second
yes.
This is the Rush Hour's Friday Footy Preview.
Ten is what a newie.
With Jay-Z.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
No, this Jay-Z.
That's when you know you've made it, I reckon.
Nice to have him in too. Good to see you, JZ.
Hello, JB. Hello, Bill.
Carnage hello. At Jake? Richmond training.
Yeah, a day of drama down there at Punt Road. Not exactly ideal. One week out from their preliminary final berth.
What's happened?
And the big spotlight was on Dustin Martin, Bill. So he's dealing with a corky. He copped it last weekend, and he didn't do much at training, Bill. It's fair to say. While all these other teammates, all the superstars, did a full match simulation, had a really good go over an hour and a half.
Yep.
Dusty did a couple of run-throughs, didn't look comfortable, went inside.
Oh, corky, so mate. He'll be right.
We spoke to Neil Barman. He said he'd be absolutely cherry ripe for the preliminary
Rub
final.
Rub it out.
Fair to say. Love so it. We think he will play, Jim. But this is where you do the finals, the team speculation, the drama, etc. So I think he'll have a light week on the track next week, Dusty, but still expected to play. I think
a couple of beers and rub it out. Yeah, it'll be right.
He should be fine. The other one is Daniel Rioli, who's doing unbelievable things in the Richmond forward line. He jarred his finger, went and had some scans, Bill. Again, expected to be okay, but that you don't want to cop one on the end of the finger, just sort of mid-September, Bill.
I know you don't, but ideal. it's not the worst injury you can get. No. He'll be fine also. I bet they both play in 2 weeks.
Yeah, of course they will. But we need to focus on these. The TV cameras, they love to get this sort of vision.
So you're trying to blow it up.
A week and a bit, Bill, rather than 2 weeks.
Week and a bit. And also,
they could do with an injury, by the way.
Yeah, they could.
Has a club ever had as glorious a run? Yes. I watched Josh Kelly in the final recently.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, it's 20 minutes into the first quarter, and he gets, you know, kicking the ball, crossed over his leg, meniscus tear, he's off, done for the day.
Yeah.
When was the last time Richmond caught one of them?
Nah, they've been blessed.
They have been smooched as hard on the end of the 8 day clock as any club I can remember, as far as injuries concerned. It is ridiculous. They've had. I'm not wishing injuries on them, but I'm just saying it is extraordinary that, like, Leon Cameron must have looked at that. Yep. I mean, it didn't matter in the end they won, but he must have looked at that and gone, when's this going to stop?
Yeah.
In-game injury, they have copped thousands of them, GWS, haven't they?
Yeah.
Speaking of of players sitting on the side.
Sorry, Rance.
Yep.
Remember he hurt his ankle or foot?
Foot.
Has he been training and is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay.
Right. Because, again, that could have been something really serious, but no, it's a Richmond player. He's fine.
He was fine.
Hey,
credit to their staff, by the way.
Right.
I mean, a lot of credit's got to go there. But the Josh Kelly injury is nothing to do with fitness stuff.
No.
That's just someone crossing your leg as you're kicking it.
Just
tell us about Gaff.
Yes. Yeah, so he's been on Perth Radio this morning at 94.5, and he was asked, you guys be the judge, listeners. Tell us what you think. But he was asked this morning quite directly, would he be staying at West Coast for next season?
Yeah, I hope so. It's still something that we're working through with the management and the club, and with what's happened, is more stuff to think about, which we'll continue to do over the next few weeks. And with the team playing finals, that's the priority.
Well, of course, North Melbourne is the club that everyone's talking about. Is that one of the clubs? Are you able at liberty to speak?
Oh, yes, one of them.
Oh, one of them. So there's a couple of clubs, but that's not convincing.
Very unconvincing, I reckon. If I'm a North Melbourne car sitting here, a North Melbourne fan sitting in the car right now on the tradie site, I'm buoyed by that, Jim. Yeah. Because his voice was just sort of wavering a little bit. Yeah. Otherwise, he would say, "Look, I want to stay. Forget all the Brayshaw drama, etc. You know, this is a great team. They're doing great things. I want to stay." The door was open for him to recommit at that very point.
The family thing has to impact, I imagine. I honestly have no line of sight on this, Jay-Z. You know, I'd tell you if I did.
Mm-hmm.
I have no line of sight, but surely his dad's health and how family oriented he is has got to weigh on his mind with this decision.
Yeah, he had a heart scare, and they're a tight family. He's been in Melbourne recently, and certainly people around this deal at the moment saying they think it's still very likely that he plays in Melbourne for the Kangaroos next season. I think it's a $1.2 or $1.3 million deal, $1.3 a year on the table for North.
Maybe. Ooh, anyone else at North?
Aaron Hall's the one.
No.
Yeah, the Gold Coast playmaker. He's got some tricks, Bill. He can use the footy in the forward half of the ground. He's another one who's being linked to the Roos, JB.
Gee.
I just wonder, though, if they do get Gaff, they get Pollock, they get Hall, have they still got some spare change left over for Josh Kelly? Maybe not.
Well, maybe they're thinking you've just got to grab the players when they're available, you can get them.
Yep.
Because if you hold out and then Josh Kelly turns around next year and says what he said 2 years ago, you've missed the boat entirely.
Yep.
The comp changes. 6-6-6 and the new goal squared.
Fair to say the public didn't like this yesterday when the AFL announced that they were recommending a longer goal square, 18-metre goal square, and starting position 6-6-6 at the centre bounce. Jude Bolton absolutely smashed it on Twitter, said it was ridiculous. Matthew Richardson had a big crack.
Why?
So
what are they
Joey
saying?
Joey Montagna in here was not happy. Not overly
Why?
Happy.
Why? What's wrong with it?
I think that there's a feeling that the game is actually okay. And if we pay the holding the ball decision a little bit quicker and a bit more stringent on that, then you know the game will be okay without altering the lines on the ground, Bill. These big changes to the ground.
Not that bigger changes.
Well, for example, right, the new goal square at the SCG, Bill, you can currently kick out from fullback and land the ball in the middle of the ground. Scott Thompson can do it, Lewis Jetta. If with a longer goal square, another 10 metres, you could be kicking to centre-half forward from fullback at the SCG.
But is that a bad thing if you're getting out of the congestion and you're giving a scoring opportunity at the other end?
Maybe not necessarily, just as long as we're happy to change, to accept this 100-year change.
Well, for me, Jay-Z, I'm a huge Stephen Hawking fan. Yep. Every time I hear him speak, I love the language he uses and how common sense his approach is.
Yep.
And obviously, Brad Scott's a part of that same committee, and I absolutely love the way he thinks about footy. So if they're two examples of people who are making these decisions, then I'm comfortable that they're going to be heading in the right.
The other part of that
is... What about the rush behind? From the 18 metres out.
It's going to be interesting. What if you can you be able to kick behind from full back?
No, they'll put a dotted line across.
No, you know what they're doing?
Really?
Ed said last night, they're putting a Toyota logo in the middle of the goal square, and that's where you can rush it from there, not from the top of the 18 metre square.
Nice commercial opportunity there for the AFL. Good. They're also likely to bring in a mid-season trade period, JB. How do you feel about that?
I don't
that?
Mind it.
Yep.
I want to know the rules around it, if it's only one player that you can bring in and out. But again, if you're a ruckman down because both of yours have had PCLs and are gone for long periods of time,
there.
And big Prusy's sitting there, then why not swing him in? All right, we'll get to a break. Stephen May, we're going to need to ask you about him and some changes for the Hawks.
And what's happening at Geelong?
All right, lots to discuss with the newsbreaker that is JC Clark, Stephen May, Collingwood seem to be a good fit.
I think he'll be in black and white next year, JB. So
how?
I think Collingwood give their first round pick. Paul Roos thinks he's worth two first round picks. Collingwood definitely won't hand over the dual first round picks. Jake Lever went for two first-round picks, but he was 21. Stephen May will be 27 by next year. So I think it'll be a first-round pick and maybe some fringe players, Bill. So like Adam Oxley types or, James Aish types, someone who can step right in and help Gold Coast immediately.
Aish should be happy with that. He went from Brisbane to Collingwood.
Yeah, that's sort of mid-tier player who's maybe not getting much of an opportunity.
Well, you watch him on the weekend. They had Goldsack, Langdon... And another midget down there trying to stop Maynard. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not midgets, but they're certainly not big gorillas.
No,
and that's what May is. They need someone like that back there.
That would have ran out his back.
So is this where the Suns have got on the front foot and thought, well, you got some currency and we can get something out of him?
Well, it's awkward, Billy, because otherwise they're going to go into next year being uncontracted as a free agent again. Yeah. And it creates that whole discussion. So they want a commitment from him now. And if the trade doesn't happen, they've raised the prospect that they'll take the captaincy off him, which is pretty blunt, isn't it, really?
So is that enough? Because Collingwood will end up with what, Rebs? Pick 14, 15, somewhere around there?
Something like that.
Is that enough?
No, it has to be more than that. Yep. So whether it's some players or another pick as well, a later pick, a second round pick or something like that, that's what they're after.
Damo said last night, so the Suns have got pick two.
Yep.
They get three for Tom Lynch.
Yep.
And then they could get pick four. For Stephen May.
They looked at...
No, because not a free agent.
Yeah, they've looked at ripping up his contract to make him a delisted free agent.
Right, okay.
But the AFL has knocked that on their head. It was a nice try. There is intrigue over Darcy Moore situation, fella, because he's unsigned. Collingwood's had a deal in front of him since January. It's still collecting cobwebs on the desk. So I think we've all got the feeling that he's more likely to move than stay. So Darcy Moore could be out. Jamie Elliott also hasn't re-signed.
Jager O'Meara, already we know, is out for the Hawks. Any other changes prior to this game?
There's some doubts on Blake Hardwick, the hard nut defender, Jim. So he'd be another a blow as well.
Stratton and Hardwick out, the mullets.
Yeah. So he hurt his hip, Bill, in the third quarter last weekend. Spent the bulk of the last quarter on the bench. Looked really sore in the rooms. And as I understand it, hasn't done a lot this week. So they have a late fitness test.
The fallout of the losers last week, Geelong and Sydney.
Yeah. There's been a lot of talk about the Cats and whether they should blow it up. up, whether they should start this rebuild, go back to the draft, or whether they push on with this experienced player recruiting model. I've spoken to the Cats a lot this week.
Six players went during the week.
Yeah, I think they're a huge chance to keep that first round pick that they'll have. So pick 10 or whatever it is, yep. They'll go to the draft with that and take their first kid in the first round for the first time in 4 years. Yep. I think Luke Dalhouse is a lock, and he'd be perfect, Bill, because he applies that forward half pressure and that tackling intensity, which they clearly missed at the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
But they do need a ruckman. And, I mean, this talk about Ryan Abbott leaving as well.
No,
you'd think he would
He's
stay.
He's a local boy, mate.
Bill,
recruiting and Stephen Wells and his team have been electric in the last 15 years.
I know that, Jim.
Why wouldn't you back him in? Give them some picks and say, go and do what you do best. Because what they drag, especially out of the Western Districts, has been extraordinary.
I know, but I don't think that's been the case the last couple of years where they've recruited for the now.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Yeah, so now that you've had this result, you've got to give those blokes some ammo.
That's right.
Because they are close to, on form, the best recruiting team in footy.
Yeah, and they have not, as you said, have not had an early pick for a year. So, no, I'd like to see that.
Sydney, why do people want to walk out of this place?
Oh, it's interesting. I mean, there's a lot of talk about some unrest there, some unhappiness, some player division. So we know Daniel Hanabry is going to St Kilda, Gary Rowan out as well. He could also go to the Cats and inject some speed, Bill. So it is weird, but they're clearing a lot of salary cap
Jake
room,
Lloyd,
JB.
You hear?
Yeah, Sydney's still hopeful of keeping him. But the name who has emerged in the last 48 hours for the Swans is Dylan Scheel. So Mark Williams has said that he's his daughter, who's Dylan Scheel's partner, very happy up there in Sydney. But because of the Giants' salary cap squeeze, he could potentially get more money at the Swans than he would at the Giants. So
Hanabry leaves.
Hanabry definitely goes to St Kilda. So sure. Yeah.
Hey, how much over are they, the Giants? Because that is a big, big, big worry.
So what's that, Bill?
The Giants, their salary cap.
Yeah. And so whether it's Rory Lobb who has to leave, so Fremantle's into him. I mean, we hear that they're $1.5, nearly $2 million over their salary.
Surely not.
Well, they've had to re-sign all these guns. Toby Green's on $1 million a year. Josh Kelly, $800. Dylan Shields the same. So
Damo's been saying this for months. Too. Yes. Yeah, right. So
So it's coming. It's not there yet. But
something's going to happen
within
there.
Within 12 months, the crunch is going to come.
If they win it this year, all out. Yeah. There'll be a few out.
Tell me, the Sydney Swans interest me, Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. Are they walking out or are they being parceled up? This is a very smart club.
Yep.
So for me, what they're doing is they're going, okay, if Gary Rowan wants to return to Melbourne and more likely where he's from, the Cobden Western District,
bit of currency.
Geelong.
And he's been inconsistent.
Inconsistent. So they go, righto, what can we get for him?
Yep.
If Hanabry's leaving, therefore it has to be now while we can get something for him.
Yep.
They are very smart people up there.
Yeah.
So it smacks to me of a parcel up rather than a I want out.
Yeah, and Hanabry clears off $800,000 off their salary cap books. I mean, his best footy, to me, is clearly behind him. I think St Kilda should be very careful about how much they give up for him at the moment, but clearly there's a real need for them.
Bernard Vince?
Well, he's back. Like, we all thought his season was over with that AC or that shoulder injury. He's playing in the VFL tomorrow, I think it is, in an attempt, clearly, to if they make a grand final, to be back in the selection.
He was on the footy show last night. Good man. We all
great
know Bernie. And, mate, he's back in about 5 or 6 weeks from a Rico.
Great effort.
Shoulder Rico.
Yep.
Just wants to play. And was asked the question, if Melbourne lose tonight, does he play? He said, yep, I'm committed to playing for Casey.
Oh, good on him.
So that's a good effort.
Hey, speaking of Melbourne, Dom Tyson.
Yeah, so I think he's out of the D's at the end of the year. There's not a lot of money in his new next deal at Melbourne, so I feel like he's being shopped around. North Melbourne probably not as keen as it has been mentioned in the media, so I don't think the Braden-Pruce Dom Tyson direct swap will happen. I do think Pruce is out of North Melbourne, your old club at JB. Maybe to Melbourne. Now, that is a bit strange for me because Max Gawn is clearly, one of the best ruckmen in the competition. He's not getting a lot of opportunity in them.
And he plays
Melbourne.
Big minutes too, Big Maxie. So he would be going from the frying pan into the fire.
Yeah, it's a bit bizarre.
Yeah, there are lots of clubs that I would have thought he's a great fit for.
Yeah,
Big Prusy.
Some good news out of Richmond. We mentioned that off the top, JB, but they've re-signed Premiership players Sean Grigg, Bashar Hooley, and youngster Oleg Markov. Grigg and Hooley have signed 1-year contract extensions, while Markov has ignored rival interest to stay at the Tigers for another 2 years. I think the player to watch at Tigerland now is Reece Conker. So I think he's only got a 1-year deal on the table from Richmond, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him go to Fremantle, say, on a 3-year deal.
Any concerns for Melbourne tonight?
I think Hawthorn will play a loose man at the back of the stoppage, try and sweep up that chaos sort of handball and try and get him on the counter-attack. If Hawthorn have 100 uncontested marks tonight and get that lateral kicking game, they get 100 uncontested marks, so I think they win. So Melbourne is a red-hot favourite, clearly, but Alistair Clarkson is cooking up something. So yeah,
give me their midfield. At the start, centre bounce.
The Hawks.
Jaeger out.
Hawks, yeah. Well, Jaeger out.
Yeah, Tommy Mitchell, Shawnee Burgoyne, Isaac Smith.
He'll be on the wing.
Shields. I think they're going to lose the clearance and try and beat him from half back. But Ben Stratton out really hurts.
All right, Jay-Z, great seeing you on a Friday. Look forward to hearing you across the weekend.
Thank you, man.
Just had Howie in.
Yeah,
talking about the Howie games.
Well, you know the purple button.
The number one podcast in Australia.
Purple button. This is how easy it is.
Oh,
Jim.
You didn't know how to do it.
I've been doing it for years, listening to Howie games.
You had no idea.
Podcast. So it's a purple button on your phone. You just hit that.
Do you?
Look up the Howie games. Right. Look, he's got Andrew Bogut, Sam Newman, Adam Gilchrist, Chris Judd, all the chat.
Not that hard, you
bloody
idiot.
Bloody easy, you.
Of course
dick.
It is. Geez, you're
just
an idiot.
Have a listen now.
Just if you've got an iPhone, the purple button, podcast edit, get on with it.
Howie games.
How hard is it?
Oh, not hard.
Seriously, you are a straight ahead bonehead. Now, Bill.
Yes.
We got tickets to give away.
Oh, yes. Right. When? For tomorrow night. Collingwood and
tomorrow night,
Fremantle.
Which will be big. All right. Now, what we're doing here, 133353 is the number. That's it, Collingwood Giants. 133353 is the number.
Yep.
We have got three names that you have slaughtered over the journey.
Oh, no.
All right. Now, we're not going to play all three.
Only three?
We're not going to play all three.
Right.
But we're going to play the first one here, Rabsy. Hit it.
Lord Mayweather. Good luck trying to work that out.
So what you need to do is jump online, 133353, and back yourself to be able to say the three names that Bill slaughters, the actual name he was attempting.
That's it.
And whoever's online to tell us the third one wins the tickets.
Two tickets, Collingwood Giants, tomorrow night, MCG.
Hit it again, Rabsy.
Lord Mayweather. Oh, I don't know what it is, Jim.
Ring us now if you're interested in winning these incredible tickets for tomorrow night. 133353, three names. We go next. Two tickets to tomorrow night, Collingwood GWS.
That's it.
Huge.
Bill slaughtered three names over the journey.
Can't believe it.
So you need to be able to name all three. We're starting with Mitch Cranbourne. Hello, Mitch.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Mitchie.
All right, let me play the first one for you, Mitch. Here we go.
Lord Mayweather. Who's that?
Hey, Mitch.
Who, sorry?
Is it Floyd Mayweather Jr.?
Floyd, how can
you get
how
that?
Can Floyd Mayweather be said like Lord Maywag? No one understands that.
Not sure how he
All right,
done it.
So you got the first one.
Not sure how he done it.
Have a listen.
Lord Mayweather.
Yep,
so that's it.
No one can understand
right.
that. Mitch, I'm with
next
you.
One,
all right, here's the second one.
And Dario Gavriola is through.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So who we got there, please, Mitch?
I don't even know how to say it myself.
All right. Well, that's
bad luck.
Finite for you. Let's get to Trav. Geelong. Hello, Trav.
G'day. How you going?
All right. We're going to play just because I like hearing it. The first one again.
Lord Mayweather.
Yes.
Trav?
You got that. So it's Floyd Mayweather.
Righto. And
well
here's
done.
The second one.
And Dario Gavriola is through.
I'm guessing that would be the tennis player, Daria Gavrilova.
Oh, nicely done, Trav.
Well done, Trav.
All right, let's get to the third one then.
Solly Lassie Vanaroo Lula. Lula. You got the Lula at the end as a giveaway.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
That'd be Melbourne Storm player, Siliasi Vunivalu.
Oh!
Bang!
Travis from Geelong.
Trav!
That's very good, Trav.
You just knocked it out of the park.
Well done, mate. Who do you barrack for? Geelong?
The Pies.
Oh, you're a Pies man.
So you live in Geelong and barrack for the Pies?
Yeah, it's not fantastic.
That's
but,
not great.
You know,
actually, no, it's not.
So you live in a dump and you follow...
Oh, no.
What are you doing, Trav? You're better than that.
Oh.
Hey,
we'll get up tomorrow night.
No, you were great last week, so you start favourites in that game. All right, so we've got two tickets for you, Trav.
Sounds good.
I get more excited than that.
Come on,
we got
Trav.
Two tickets
Sounds
for you,
great,
Trav.
Mate.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Where do you live? Whereabouts in G-Town?
In Bell Park.
Oh, no. Actually, it's a bit like Travis Farke, to be honest. Was at Geelong and now
yes,
Collingwood.
That's
so good on you, Trav.
Enjoy that, Trav.
No worries, we'll do.
Stay on the line. We'll get those tickets to you.
There is tickets still available to that game for just $35. Finals.afl.com.au.
What about tonight, Rabs? Mm. How many tickets can 90. Anyone get there now? Or is she done?
I don't know.
Because that's going to be 90 again.
Yeah.
If you're a Melbourne player, it's the second time in a week you're playing in front of 90.
And three times in two weekends, 90,000.
That's amazing.
That's history made. Well, there, right there, amazing. Jim. So what happened young, to your quiz? It was very
well, that was
quiz.
That was a bit quicker than I wanted. Jim, I thought it'd take people longer.
I'm bringing back
but
my
Bill,
quizzes.
I know. Yes. I'll tell you why I like that.
Why?
Was because I got to hear you three times. And here's a man just recently who rang us.
Lord Mayweather.
This is a man just rang us not long ago.
And I was on
and,
this.
You are onto it. Quick, have a listen. Cam's on the line from Botanic Ridge. Hello, Cam.
Hello, Cam and JB. How are you travelling?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Cam. Who'd you call me? That was Cam.
Who'd you call me? Yeah.
Well, how would you say it?
What did you just call me? I would probably say.
But Cam actually said, g'day, Cam and JB. Cam said g'day to himself.
And then you've gone with who'd you call me?
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he didn't call me Bill or Fat or something like that. He called me Cam. Silly Cam.
We're nearly done. Well, we've got about, eight shows left or something.
Can you fast forward it a bit?
No, I think we've just about got a fork.
I can't even find if there's tickets left tonight. We're
we're battling. Now Bill, we're stuffed a bit, Jim. We've got to find a little three-minute break.
What we'll do is get a song done, and then you'll get something funny. Oh, yeah. Any chance of that?
I've got a couple of really – I got a long one. So give me a bit of room today. Thanks, Rabbi.
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 I'm just crashing in on the back of the Chemist Warehouse ad just then to tell everyone, 1999.
What?
All 18 teams got your fragrance.
Yes.
This is over the road here, Bill.
Oh, $19.99.
Yeah, that's what I said, $19.99.
Yeah, I thought you were doing the old song from Prince.
He's got that.
Is that what you thought?
Yeah.
Well, 1999. You thought I was talking about Prince.
Well, 1999 for the fragrances.
Oh, no.
Yes, Jim, where are you at today? Jim, we're on.
There is something properly wrong with you. Chemist Warehouse beat everyone's prices. Australia's cheapest chemist. They're just down the road here, Bill. I keep saying it to you. It's about 50 metres up Clarendon Street.
Just past the bra shop.
Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. Great friends of ours, of course, and also Triple M Footy. And I reckon there's about 3 weeks left for Mario to get a nice parcel in here for us.
2 weeks, Mario.
All right, come on, Mario.
Come on, Mario.
Come on.
What about the September Superstar? When are we doing that, Jim?
We can do it now if you want. Bill, go on.
Well, because you've had enough. You've had enough of
I'm
me.
I'm not carrying you or anything else.
Jump in for JB. Head to triplem.com.au and tell us why you should be JB. Have a listen to these events they go do, Radzi.
Yeah, go on.
Monday night, Brownlow Medal, red carpet. Magnificent.
With us.
Yeah. With the superstars. Mm. It's a great night. Everyone frocks up. Thursday morning, you have a couple of nights off because you might be hungover. You go to the Hot Breakfast Grand Final Eve Party at Melbourne Public.
Yes.
Live bands, plenty of froths.
Really
big
good
night.
Live bands.
That's Thursday morning. So you have a little sleep during the day because Thursday night you go to the Grand Final Footy Show with the best bands going around, funny review, ha-ha panel. Very, very good. Friday, you go to the Grand Final Eve lunch and you get on it again there. And then Saturday, Jim, you go to the one and only 2018 Toyota AFL Grand Final.
Oh, we got some here, Jeremy. I went out with a mate one night in Geelong who knew Bill. I shouted Bill a couple of pots and he didn't return serve.
Oh.
And that's no surprise there.
He was a slow drinker, so I ended up shouting because I finished first.
I'd love to jump in for JB, not only because my initials are JB,
yeah,
but also my last name's Brown.
Brown.
Meaning you'll have less Brayshaw, but more Brown to go with Brownless.
Poetic.
It's poetic, he
that
says.
Oh, I said that.
Yeah. No, he sort of said it. Yeah. I'd jump in, says Das, for JB because I wouldn't be spilling any gravy down my shirt and cleaning up Fat's mess.
That's the ad.
George, Mad Pies fan, just tipped my tooth.
Oh, no.
There you go.
He just chipped his tooth.
John, I'm a decent bloke, gorgeous wife, both off to the grand final week. Only chance I'll get to ever get grand final tickets.
Oh, read on, Jim.
This is the thing, Bill.
But read on it next also, non-drinkers.
You can't have flatliners, Bill.
That's a wet blanket, Jim.
You can't have flatliners replacing me. I'm the sizzle at the joint.
Oh, no, you're not.
Bill, I'm you the one that provides a sizzle.
You walk around like a peacock, fair dinkum, like a fair dinkum smack.
All right, so thanks to Chemist Warehouse, as I said, home of real brands and real savings, we'll get a September superstar directly. What about it? Hawthorn, North. I was going to say North. Hawthorn, Melbourne tonight. Yep. Won't be long. Luke Darcy there. And yes. Howie, our man, who we just chatted to before.
Podcast
Howie Gold. Nath Brown, Chris Judd, Damo Barrett, Rowan White. The Doc's back. Once September happens, Doc's back.
Oh, and good weather.
And Ashtua, Tom Brown. A big, big team to get you done tonight. Huge. Who do you think?
I'm going with the momentum of the Melbourne Footy Club and their depth of the midfield.
I'm with you. Yeah. I think they win tonight. What about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, I like the Giants and I like Collingwood. Very good game. The conditions might play a part there, Jimmy boy, being wet and slippery.
I've liked Collingwood all week, but I've had a good look at GWS in the last 2 days because I'm doing that game and they were very good Saturday, arvo. That's going to be a cracker. So, I still edge towards Collingwood.
Yeah. The conditions change your mind?
No, I just think they were very good in the West. And if you get in the top four, you don't always see them go out and straight sets.
And we got the rub tomorrow.
We got the rub tomorrow from midday after Dead Set Legends. And then the big call will be fantastic. All right, Bill, something humorous?
Yep.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
All jokes aside, if you're digging for a living, you won't dig up a better Kubota dealer than supergroups.com.au.
Yes, Jimmy boy. Oh, the Kubota there, the mini excavator. Yes. If you want one out there, anyone, just ring in now. Jim.
Yes, please.
Paddy decides to take up boxing. Paddy the boxer, Jim, and goes for a medical. A few days later, his doctor rings. He says, Paddy, you realize you got sugar diabetes. Paddy says, oh, beauty, when do I fight him?
Oh, no.
He thought he was fighting sugar diaper.
No, no. As soon as you hear that accent, you just know an appalling joke's going to follow.
Yeah. Nice one.
That can't be it for a Friday.
When do I fight him?
That can't be your Friday version.
He thought he was taking on
Mick
sugar.
Malloy. Look, I can see him through the glass. He's horrified.
He's out.
He's walked off.
You can't miss him. Woo! Sam Plan Bull, wah, 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 wah. Good one, Bill. Good week you've had.
Another catch-up done on Triple M's Rush Hour. And hopefully the show didn't stink.
You must improve.
Support your favourite team with an AFL fragrance for just $19.99. Available only from Chemist Warehouse.